Why are skeletons always so calm?
I don't know why.
Nothing gets under their skin.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Kid Pan Alley from One Little Song Can Change the World with Skin right there on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour today, and we are with a bunch of kids at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom. Who do we have with us today?
Hello, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it is Corbett.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Lucas Lee.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Well, thank you all so much for being here today on the Children's Hour. We have a pretty exciting show. We're going to be talking about the largest organ on our body, our skin. There's so much to think about skin, both as an organ and part of our body and how it works, but also how other people think about skin and why skin is so important. Two of our guests have written a book called It's Just Skin, Silly, Dr. Nina Jablonski and Dr. Holly McGee. And we're also going to be visiting with a pediatric dermatologist named Dr. Adnan Mir. We're going to cover the skin from all different angles. And this show comes with one of our signature learning guides. It meets and cites educational standards, and you can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, The Skin We're In. We can't wait to dig right into skin, but before we get there, this is DJ Willy Wow right here on the Children's Hour.
Have you ever opened a fresh box of crayons? There's so many beautiful colors to choose from. I think I'll start with this one.
Reciting and writing songs and crayons, I rock it like a missile. I'm in my bag like Skittles, all flavors, now latest. The impact is lightsaber, burst of colors, bouncing off one another. The world is a coloring book, sisters and brothers.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and with us on the show today are the two authors of It's Just Skin, Silly. It's a book for kids that talks about skin and its history in our world, and why we have to talk about skin in history is something we'll explore. Historian Dr. Holly McGee is with us. She's out of the University of Cincinnati. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. McGee.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Dr. Nina Jablonski is an anthropologist. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. Jablonski.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. It's great to be on the Children's Hour.
It's really great to have you both. So you've written a book about skin, but you're not skin doctors. Tell us why you wrote this book.
Well, skin doctors come in all shapes and sizes, Katie, and I am a doctor of skin evolution. So there are dermatologists who actually deal with skin diseases, but I deal with what makes skin the way it is and why we have the skin that we have. So I'm a doctor just of a different form.
And I guess if you want to think about it, I'm a doctor of thinking about skin. How do we think about skin? All of the things that you might necessarily not say out loud, but you internalize and you wonder, why do you think these ways about skin? We all approach skin from a different way, but Dr. Jablonski is right. We're all skin doctors of a different sort.
What is the book that you guys wrote about?
It is a wonderful symphony of a story because it is about the evolution and meaning of skin color. But it's really about this wonderful character called epidermis. Epi is this ever-changing form that is skin. So it's about what makes human skin human. And that includes why we have skin that comes in different colors.
That's pretty cool. Why do we have skin in different colors?
The short story is that our ancestors came from places that had sun of different intensities. The amount of natural sunscreen that we have in our skin, the pigment melanin, is related to the strength of the sunlight. More pigment went with stronger sunlight. Less pigment went with lesser, weaker sunlight. And it was really just that simple.
If dark skin is beneficial, does it take up added energy? Why would ancestors who moved to places with less sun lose it?
That is an excellent question, because as some human groups moved outside of tropical areas where the sun is really strong, we actually lost one of the important benefits of sun exposure. Most of the sun's rays, well, most of the high intensity rays are really damaging, but we need a little bit of ultraviolet B radiation in order to make vitamin D in our skin. And so as some groups moved out to different places in the world where the sun is much weaker, the ultraviolet B radiation became much weaker also. And what that meant was losing our pigment, because we really no longer needed it, but we needed to be able to produce vitamin D from the available ultraviolet radiation.
There's so much social stuff attached to skin, and it seems so ridiculous that it boils down to just how much sunshine your culture has traditionally been exposed to. What gives, and is that going away, and when does that go away?
Thank you so much for that question. Unfortunately, it has taken a very long time in not just our society here in the United States, but around the world for people to break away and say, that's just a silly idea. And so I feel like we're slowly, slowly breaking away from it. But I honestly believe that this generation of young people and books like It's Just Skin Silly, these are the types of things that are going to make a difference for the next generation, because these ideas, they have to go away. They are outdated ideas, and now is the time for us to make a change for the better.
Today in the Children's Hour, we're learning about our skin. It's the biggest organ in our body, and we rarely think of skin as an organ in and of itself, but we have a lot more to learn. Our guests, Dr. Nina Jablonski and Dr. Holly McGee. It's Just Skin Silly is designed for elementary age kids to really learn about the skin on themselves and also the story of the skin on ourselves and each other and what that means in the world around us. There's more to learn right after this.
Oh, epidermis, epidermis, what on earth is epidermis? Epidermis is another word for skin. Can get hot and sweaty, goosebump cold. It's waterproof, if truth be told. It may be smooth, it might be hairy. Either way, it's necessary skin. Oh, epidermis, epidermis, what does yours look like, my friend? Take a look at your wonderful skin. Is it white or peach, a little speckled, tan or olive, maybe freckled, brown or black? There's just no doubt it's beautiful skin. Now, if I'm getting scientific, epidermis is terrific. The color of it is called pigment, comes within from melanin, determining your shade of skin, which covers muscles, bones, and tissue. Without your skin, there'd be an issue. Takes its share of bumps and scrapes its skin. No matter where you're from, who you are, where you call home, there's something that we all have that's the same. Our epidermis might be different colors, mother's friends, strangers, brothers, for everyone, name of it's the same.
epidermis, epidermis, beautiful epidermis, your skin.
Whoa, whoa.
Dark.
Some skin is light.
Some skin is brown.
Some skin is white.
Different colors.
Different shades.
It's part of being human. It's how we're made. My skin, it is a light, light brown. Just like caramel. And caramel, it tastes so sweet. Just try it and you'll tell. So brown is sweet. And I am sweet. Sweet as I can be. I love my skin. Love my brown skin. Light brown. That's the color of me.
Whoa. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
My skin, it is a sandy brown. It's like the lion's mane. And lions, you know, they're so proud. Because lions reign.
So brown is proud, I am proud. Proud as I can be. I love my skin, love my brown skin. Sandy brown, that's the color of me.
Whoa, whoa, oh, oh, oh.
My skin, it is a deep, deep brown. Just like a walnut tree. And trees that grow up big and strong, you really must agree. So brown is strong, and I am strong. Strong as I can be. I love my skin, love my brown skin. Deep brown, that's the color of me.
That's what I am.
It's what you see.
What I show the world, and how the world sees me.
My skin, it is a dark, dark brown. It's like a chestnut.
I love everybody.
I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody. I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody. I love everybody.
Whoa.
I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody. I love everybody.
Whoa.
I love everybody in my heart. Whoa. I love everybody. I love everybody. In my heart, I love everybody. I love everybody. I love everybody in my
to the Children's Hour, Kids Pocket Radio.
We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.